ladies, and welcome back to our Titus II podcast. Today will be the last installment of our homemaker episodes. So far, we have covered the topics of menu planning, cooking, and laundry. Some of the key characteristics we have focused on in order to do these things to the best of our ability is organization, discipline, and positivity. All of these together can help us form a routine in which we can stay on top of things and give comfort and security to our families. In past episodes, we have talked about how routines can help our families thrive. If your husband and children know when to expect food, where to look for their laundry, what time mom usually does this and that, and when we go to bed, odds are they will have better attitudes, they will sleep better, and just have a sense of security that things that need to get done will always get done. Providing this for our family is part of what makes us successful homemakers or keepers of the home. Today we will talk about the subject of house cleaning. This can include dusting, sweeping, mopping, vacuuming, cleaning the bathrooms, and honestly the list just goes on and on. When I was growing up, my mom often worked outside the home, so Saturdays became washing and cleaning day. My mom, sister, and I would divide and conquer. We would choose between all the laundry, which included washing, drying, folding, and putting up for the whole family, or we would clean the bathrooms and the kitchen, or take care of the floors and dusting. This routine worked for our family when my sisters and I were teenagers, but when we were younger, my mom just did it all. Now, in my home, I don't have a cleaning washing day because my schedule is ever-changing, as is my husband's days off, so I just clean as I go. If I am brushing my teeth and notice the sink and the faucet are dirty, I just clean them then. If I notice dirt in the floor, I'll vacuum or sweep. And as discussed in a previous episode, as soon as I'm done cooking any meals, I clean up the kitchen right away. There are those random days I have where I'm not expected to actually leave the house, and so I do choose at that time to do a deep clean and clean everything at once. And doesn't it feel amazing to step back and gaze at your accomplishments? Or you get excited for your family to come home and they notice right away that everything looks and smells so clean. Now let's talk about an organized home, which is different from a clean home. It is probably not feasible for you to dust, sweep, mop, and vacuum every day. However, if your home is organized and not cluttered, it can look clean and welcoming. To start off, you must get rid of stuff. A lot of times in this country, we have so much stuff, we have to have storage buildings because our good-sized home does not have enough room for all of our material possessions. Declutter, ladies, and change your life. If you have a shelf or a piece of furniture with 1,000 knickknacks, you're less likely to move all of them and actually dust that piece of furniture. If your family or company has to walk around things in order to get from one room to the other, you might have too many things. My husband is a firefighter, and one of his main pet peeves that pose such a hazard to them is a cluttered home. It can make rescue impossible. It poses a threat to the firemen trying to navigate through your home to put the fire out, and it gives the fire a lot of kindling, which obviously makes it worse. Less is more when it comes to material possessions. Keeping your home organized and decluttered can make your job as a homemaker so much easier. Before going to bed or leaving for the day, just pick up your stuff and put it up. In the morning, make your bed. I have a king-size bed, and it takes literally 2 minutes of my day to make it. And once it's made, my room looks so clean, and my bed is so inviting that night when I'm sleepy. I do not have to straighten everything and separate pillows and bite the covers and fix the blankets. I just pull them back and climb right in. Encourage your kids to do the same. Make their beds every day. Fold any blankets in your living room or straighten throw pillows before you leave to go somewhere. Always have your kids pick up their toys. Put shoes in the closet where they go. Have a place for your remote, your keys, everything. Everything should have a place, and then it is easy to find and difficult to lose. If everything is in its place, your floors can look a little messy and your furniture a little dusty. If your house looks organized and in order, it looks clean, and more importantly, it looks inviting and welcoming. Chaos creates anxiety and elevates stress. Just think for a moment about a typical teenager's room. There are clothes thrown everywhere, leftover drinks from fast food restaurants, shoes, books, bags, makeup, trash. And let's say maybe they decide to look for one pair of basketball shoes in this disaster of a space and they're in a hurry. You know, imagine they're late for practice and there's hollering and horns honking and fretting because they can't find what they need. This is completely avoidable. Do not allow your children to treat your home this way. Teach them and require them to care for the physical and material blessings God has blessed them with. Require your teens to clean and be organized, and do the same for your toddlers. When you're about to leave for anything, have them clean up their toys as fast as they can. Sing the cleanup song and make it fun. My sweet niece Eden does that. She, when we say pick up, she immediately starts singing and picking her toys. She knows something's about to happen. We're about to leave or something's going on. When they go to bed, do the same thing. Make them clean up and pick up everything. If things are never allowed to get out of control, they are so manageable. If your children have so many toys they can't possibly play with them all or keep them picked up, purge. Do not start them out with more toys than they can take care of. Remember, less is more. And if you're going to require your children, no matter their age, to care for their blessings, you as the keeper of the home must care for yours. Do not let your housekeeping get out of control, because then you will get overwhelmed and never catch up. Check on your sisters. Help each other out. Maybe watch her children while she cleans and she can watch yours while you clean. Or let your children play or nap together and y'all help each other clean at the same time. Just, you know, switch days. But do your best to stay on top of your home. Life happens, and from time to time we get behind and we need help. But if this is a constant pattern you find yourself in, stop the madness, step back, and reevaluate your schedule. Remember, to be a keeper of the home, you must be at home. If life has you constantly flying out the door like your shoes are on fire, you are overcommitted, and that is a recipe for disaster and failure. Turn in your Bibles to the book of Proverbs. Let's read Proverbs chapter 14, verse number 1. The wise woman builds her house, but the foolish pulls it down with her hands. Sisters, we are capable of doing both of these things. Which one do we want to do? Well, obviously we want to be considered wise, but in order to have wisdom, we must study and know what God expects of us. He gives us to be the homemakers. He expects us to do our job, but another more pleasant way to look at it is that He trusts us to do this job. This is a heavy responsibility the Lord has placed on our shoulders, but He knows with His help we can be successful. The world will look down on His teachings and will probably deem this podcast out of date and degrading. How dare it be suggested that a woman cook, clean, wash, and care for her family? These days, there are services available for us wives and mothers to do our job for us. You can get a complete stranger that you are guaranteed has had a background check to watch your children. You can hire a cleaning service. You can get takeout any day of the week if you don't want to cook. And you can take your laundry to the cleaners to be done. But the reward and accomplishments you feel at the end of the day or even at the beginning of the day is indescribable at times. I have always loved being a wife and a mother. The days are long, sisters, but the years are short. Do not let the world's definition of a woman steal your joy as you watch and guard your home. As always, I am giving tips that work for me and my household, but if you have a routine that works to keep your home clean, then power on. If not, try some of my tips or ask help from another sister that you know is successful in her housework. 1 Timothy 5, verse 14, and Titus 2, 5, both command us women to be homemakers or manage the house. Over the last several podcasts, we have seen that this not only entails physical aspects such as cooking, washing, and cleaning, but also requires an emotional and spiritual commitment to be in our homes and make it a place that our families feel safe and loved. I hope you have enjoyed diving into this commandment with me, and I look forward to continuing our study in Titus 2. I pray you find joy today in your home and you create an environment that fosters a love for God and a desire to live the abundant life.